Thank you so much for being here this morning. I've talked to many of you already today. I'm Darcy Schoenberger. I'm the Executive Director of University Communications. With me this morning is our Interim Director of the Office of Public Safety, Derek Watts, and our Interim President, Dr. Martin Abraham. You will both hear from them just very briefly. We will not be doing any questions. I'm happy to speak with you afterwards. We will continue to post updates at wiu.edu as new information becomes available. Thank you so much. Director Watts.
I'd like to repeat what we've already put out, shared previously, so as many people can be as updated as possible. At approximately 10:38 p.m., September 15th, the Western University Office of Public Safety was notified of a student had been shot in Thompson Hall. At the same time, a smoke alarm was activated in Thompson Hall and the building was evacuated. A male resident of Thompson was shot by a person known to him who then fled the scene. The incident was related to a roommate dispute and the police believe that this is an isolated incident. Police have identified the suspects as freshman Kavion Papalos, 18 years of age. He's considered armed and dangerous. A search for the suspect is underway. Individuals with information should call 911 immediately or contact Macomb Crime Stoppers 800-222-TIPS or 309-836-2222. An arrest warrant has been issued for the subject. The victim was transported to Madonna District Hospital and was transferred to another hospital for care. He's out of surgery, and we're waiting on updates from the family of what his status is right now, so his condition is unknown. Residents of Thompson Hall were relocated. All campus buildings, residence halls, are now on lockdown, and WIU will be closed today, September 16th.
Well, good morning. As Derek has already indicated, we are... classes are all canceled for the day, and all activities on campus are also canceled. For students, faculty, and staff who need assistance, our University Counseling Center is available and ready for to talk to anybody who needs some help. We are continuing to monitor the progress of our student who remains hospitalized. Our thoughts, of course, go out to his family and his friends, and we pray for a full and speedy recovery. We are also thinking about all of our other students who are directly impacted by the tragedy. Those on the floor, friends of the victim and the shooter, who are all trying to find their way through this terrible event. I do want to thank everybody who's provided us support throughout last evening. Law enforcement came from throughout the state to assist with our Office of Public Safety personnel. By the time I got on the scene at about 11 o'clock, we had our residence hall staff that already evacuated the building. We were beginning to relocate our students to our shelter in Western Hall. Our residence assistants and our complex directors and our professional staff worked throughout the night to make sure that our students were safe and cared for. I could tell you that I spent much of last evening with our students and staff and trying to help out wherever I could. We had counselors over there and worked with a number of our students there on site in Western Hall, had a number of our RAs on site, and tremendous support from all of the staff and folks, RAs and whatnot, within the university. Really stepped up, did a tremendous job trying to work hard to make sure that our students were taken care of. We also had great support from the community. We had pizza delivered after midnight, courtesy of Domino's. We had water delivered, courtesy of Hy-Vee. Really appreciate all of the efforts from everybody in the community to support us through this terrible incident. Our students in Western Hall also were great throughout the evening. I talked to a number of them. They were patient with us, understanding of the situation, trying to keep informed, and tremendous group of students that were worried and concerned, but understanding and supportive of what we were trying to do. Last night really was a great testament to the Leatherneck spirit on the part of our students and our staff. We will continue to provide updates as new information becomes available.
I also want to thank all the local police agencies, first responders, medical crews, ambulance. We had surrounding counties, officers come from that, the state police, the FBI and whoever else helped us from even in different states during last night's incident. We want to thank that. Remember, if somebody has any tips, you can call your local police department, you can call Crime Stoppers again, or you can call OPS at 309-298-1949. Any information that you have is going to be valuable to us for our investigation. Thank you for your time. And just remember, have our thoughts and prayers for the students that have been involved in this incident.